law will be under strong delusion. When Protestant America has reached the point to where they can say a prophet, a modern day prophet, doesn't have to be correct all the time, they've reached the point where this delusion can take place. Here's another point that he builds in as he's heading towards his conclusion of the Toronto blessing. I mentioned earlier, this is from page 149, I mentioned earlier that further probing the Toronto blessing with regard to the biblical test is necessary. I also suggested that in any such analysis, we should not claim that the vineyard in general is unbiblical. In evangelical Protestant circles, one can hardly issue a stronger judgment against a particular person or group than to say they do not believe the Bible. Since the Reformation, a consensus has emerged among evangelicals as to what constitutes the heart of biblical faith. A firm commitment to certain central biblical convictions brings fundamental unity with other Christians. In the last several decades, there has also been recognition of common ground between Orthodox Catholics and evangelical Protestants on the core principles of biblical revelation. The Association of Vineyard Churches stand in solid agreement with other Christian groups on the central and classic themes of Holy Scripture. Given this, whatever misuse, neglect, or misinterpretation of the Bible takes place out of the Toronto blessing should be raised in good faith to vineyard leaders and others. Similarly, vineyard members and Toronto blessing participants have every right to speak about their concerns and criticisms in regard to failings concerning scriptures that they observe in other denominational groups. In other words, this gentleman, as he's reaching the conclusion about whether the Holy Laughter Movement is of God or not, one of the criteria he puts together with a misunderstanding of the requirements of a biblical prophet is that he will not hold up a pure doctrinal test from the Word of God. He's accepting the ecumenical solution of that there's certain core beliefs that someone has to profess to, and if they do, then even if they have a few things that seem out of place to other Christians, it's no reason to accuse them of being not Christians, and therefore no reason to accuse them of not being led by the Lord. This is the kind of reasoning that this expert in the Protestant world is bringing to bear as he analyzes the Holy Laughter Movement. So as he gets to his conclusion,